What is up, Cornerstone Youth and Young Adults? This is Pastor Aaron, and I am super excited to get to bring you guys my very first podcast mini. I don't know actually if that's what we're calling these little segments, but that's what I'm going to call it right now, a podcast mini. It's kind of like eating a fun-sized or the mini-sized candy bar. It's a little nugget of the thing that you guys already love. If you're listening to this, don't worry. We're still going to continue to be putting out our main Thursday podcast, our main dish of hearty bowls of podcast stew that we put out every single Thursday. So obviously you guys can continue to get those there on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, everywhere that you guys get your podcasts. But today what I want to do is I want to share with you guys a really crazy, kind of funny story that I recently heard about a man who grew up in the suburbs of Houston, Texas, kind of a small town just outside of Houston. And he actually has a crazy, crazy story of his life. At one point ended up in prison for a while, was involved in a bunch of gang violence, and then gave his heart to the Lord. God has totally changed his heart around. Now he works for Celebrate Recovery, helping people get out of the lifestyle that he was in. But I was listening to him share about his life, and he shared this story of when he was a young boy. He said there was a boy in the neighborhood named Greg, and he said Greg was bigger than him. Greg was older than him, and the thing about Greg was a fighter. Greg wanted to fight everybody, and this young man, he said he never wanted to back down from a fight, and so when Greg challenged him to a fight, he said, "All right, fine, Greg, I'll fight you." And, you know, as young elementary school boys do, they set up a time, a place, and everything was scheduled for this big fight to start to go down between this guy and Greg. And he said he showed up and there was a crowd of other kids waiting in the parking or in the driveway of Greg's house. And he said he walked up and he just said, "Nope. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to fight Greg. And all the kids were talking to him, trying to convince him he needed to fight Greg. "Go fight Greg. Go fight Greg. Go fight Greg." And finally he just said, "No, I'm not going to fight Greg." And he said he walked away from that because he was so afraid of the embarrassment of losing, or what he would have thought in his mind was the failure of losing that fight. But he said he realized in that moment that he would have rather gone and fought Greg and lost and known the outcome than just walk away. And I'm not advocating that you go out and find somebody named Greg and just start fighting them or fighting people, and neither was this guy. But what he was saying was that there's moments in your life where you have a choice where you can kind of freeze or you can fight. You can get yourself into the fight. And even if failure does happen, failure is not final. Failure is just another stepping stone as you're moving forward in your life. You can learn how to fail forward, learn things from small failures, even big failures. And that's exactly what this guy was talking about. He said, "I never wanted to walk away from a fight or walk away from a situation not knowing what could have happened, knowing that maybe I could have done something amazing and I didn't." And so I was thinking about that story, heard it just really recently. And then I was reading in my Bible this morning. I'm reading through the book of Joshua right now. And it's this incredible book of the conquest of the Israelites, conquering the promised land. They're finally getting everything that God has promised them, but there's a bunch of battles and wars actually that they have to fight. That some people say, you know, that conquest of the land took about 5 years of fighting and battling, and it was this big, big conquest. And in Joshua chapter 9, kind of in the middle of this conquest, these groups of people, I'm going to call them the Gibeonites showed up to the Israelite camp, and they had this deception planned. This big, huge deception that they had planned, where they were actually one of the towns or one of the cities that the Israelites were supposed to conquer and destroy. And they tricked the Israelites, though. They came with these worn-out shoes, these worn-out sandals, this moldy bread. Their wineskins were all old and patched up. They put on this huge show, like this giant production. You know, they pulled out all the Hollywood stunts they could think of to convince the Israelites that they were from a faraway land. And it worked. The Israelites were convinced. And now let me show you why. I want to read this to you. This is one of, in my opinion, one of the saddest verses in the entire book of Joshua. And it was in Joshua chapter 9. Verse 14, it says this: "Then the Israelites sampled their provisions," there being the Gibeonites, "but they did not inquire of the Lord." There it is. They didn't pray. They had this massive decision to make because the Gibeonites were asking them to make a treaty with them, to make peace with them, to not go to war with them. And they had put on this big show. Like I said, they pulled out all the Hollywood stunts, all the things they could possibly think of, all of the trickery they could muster up to convince the Israelites that they were from a faraway land and to make peace with them. And it worked. And the reason that it worked is because the Israelites did not pray about it. They never asked God. And I just thought this was so sad and so almost depressing that this happened. And the Lord was challenging me out of this passage that, I mean, whenever I have any kind of a decision to make, when I come to a crossroads in my life, I never want to just make the decision based on what looks the best. Because, like I said, it looked like these people, these Gibeonite guys, they looked like they were true. It looked like they were good guys, that they wanted the best for Israel. But really, they only had their best interest in mind. They weren't looking out for the people of God. They were looking out for themselves. And even though it looked good, it ended up being the wrong decision. And it caused the Israelites some heartache if you read the rest of chapter 9 of the book of Joshua. And I wanted to encourage you guys out there. I mean, every time we come to a crossroads, maybe it's you're like a senior in high school and you're wondering, man, what college should I go to? Which program should I look into? Things like that. Man, pray about it. Ask God. Maybe you're even you're in high school or middle school, and you're like, man, I have this big test or this sports team or a tryout. Something like that. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know if I'm going to do it. Man, pray about it. Maybe you're one of our young adults listening and you're trying to figure out which job to take, which person to marry, which house to buy, if you should go on this mission trip or be a part of this ministry. I'm not sure what the crossroads that you're facing right now is, but I want to encourage everybody who's listening right now to pray about that crossroads. And then when you feel like you have an answer, you feel like you have peace about something, and it might not be that God speaks to you from the clouds, you know, like this is what you shall do. But if you just have peace in this area, you should move forward in that. Don't be like the guy who didn't fight Greg, who he knew what he had to do, but he just froze, never did it. And that he said that embarrassment of never stepping out, of never fighting, was worse than fighting and losing. And I think that's a great mentality for us to have when we're working for the kingdom of God, when we're going through our life and we're trying to make decisions. Man, first I'm going to pray about this. I need to inquire of the Lord. I don't want to be like the Israelites who they sampled everything. So, you know, they kind of put together the facts. They put together their spreadsheet for all those super planners out there, right? They put together their spreadsheet. They put together their pros and cons columns and they figured everything out, or they just kind of went on a wing, right? Like, they did all that stuff, but the one thing they didn't do was inquire of the Lord. And I would just want to encourage us, we need to do, if we are at a crossroads, if we're at a fork in the road, we need to pray, inquire of the Lord. And then when we feel like we have an answer, we need to move forward, move on that decision and just go for it. And if we fail, I'm going to fail forward, learn something, and just keep going on, because that's so much better than being stuck in the past and not moving forward. All right, guys, that kind of wraps up my little podcast mini for you guys today. I hope you guys enjoyed this. Want to remind you that we do a once a month mailbag podcast on our full course podcast on Thursday. You can email us questions for that mailbag at aaron@ignited.org. You can also email them to lucas@ignited.org or go on our YouTube page and leave a comment on one of our YouTube videos. We would love to have you guys do that. Leave us some comments on our YouTube page where you guys are watching. So you guys can do that. And we'll see you guys on Thursday for our main podcast.